Welcome to another Late Nights with Trav,
Vrat,
and Los.
Dina,
Sol. Sol is sun
in Spanish. Oh, that's so beautiful.
Late nights.
With Trav and Los.
All right, so we have, again, Periscopers here on the left, Podcaster here on the right.
That's right.
Lowe's is hosting tonight. If you're not familiar with the format of the show, we are just some friends talking in a garage, but not anymore. We're under the cantina. See these beautiful lights up here?
The cantina.
We're outdoors. You can hear the crickets. You can hear the cars. You can hear the dogs barking. You can hear airplanes flying by because it's real life, brah.
Real life.
And Los is going to present to us a topic in a few minutes, and I'm going to respond as if I were the audience. I'm here for you guys. I'm on your side. I'm against Los.
Yes.
I'm going to try to ruin this for you. No, just kidding.
You can give it a shot.
Okay. I'm going to railroad. I'm pounding on the desk. I'm going to railroad your podcast, bro.
Railroad.
Nothing you can do.
Okay. I will go with the flow.
All right. So this is a podcast about creativity and health of a creative in the modern work on demand, create on demand workplace, mm-hmm. and Lois is just like a guru of awesome knowledge, and I'm excited to hear what you have to say. What do you got to say to us today?
That's nice of you to say.
Oh man,
thank you.
You're the guru. What am I going to say? What am I going to lie about it? You're not a guru.
So the first thing is I want to say thank you to you for tuning in, and
you're welcome because I'm the audience. You're welcome. I always tune in. I've subscribed, in fact, to your podcast.
You've subscribed.
And I listen intently on Tuesday morning when it comes out.
Thank you. Thank you for subscribing. Mm-hmm. So I watched a TED Talk, and I'll post a link to it in the show notes. And I like to focus and be super cognizant about how I speak and how I communicate. And the reason that I do that is people ask me what I do. What do you do at work, right?
What do you do at work?
Yeah, and I'm a designer, right?
Oh.
I'm a senior designer in our internal design agency that we have.
Yep.
Right? And so people ask me, so what do you do? And I tell them, I'll give it to you in an 80%, 20% breakdown of what I do.
Hit me.
80% of what I do is communication.
Okay.
I communicate with stakeholders, designers, peers, anyone. I communicate.
Are you talking about you're talking to them?
Yeah, I communicate. I talk with them. Yeah, and
that's
verbal, that's digital, that's instant messaging.
That's what I was wondering.
Email.
What's your mode of communication?
It's holistic. It's just communicating.
Got it.
80% of my time, I communicate with
non-verbals.
People. Non-verbals.
I give people knowing glances across the room. I wink at people as they pass.
Body language as well, right?
I shake my booty.
Shake it. And then the other 20% is, now that we've all agreed on a direction, I execute via design.
Yes.
Okay. So I always try to fix or focus on how I communicate or how to make
it. This is 80% of what you do.
This is 80% of what I do.
Love it.
Right. And so this TED Talk is by Julian Treasure, and it's titled How to Speak So That People Want to Listen.
This is interesting. I'm noticing a pattern in your podcast topics.
Mm-hmm.
Can you guys hear that wailing? What is that?
Yeah.
Do you have a whale in your backyard? There is a whale. It is a whale.
So talk to me about this pattern, because I've been on a
whale is so distracting.
On a communication case.
Yeah, I've noticed that you've been like maybe every other time you're hosting is talking about how to communicate better. Before you talked about how to like a very very tactical a very tactical recommendation of removing just two simple words. And you recently talked about listening, shut up and listen was last episode, and before that it was about giving space for other people to talk.
I think there was one more that I talked about was how to be an effective communicator. And so this is a different facet of it.
Okay.
Right, this talks more of how to speak so that people want to listen to you.
Mm.
right? Mm-hmm. So we've talked about like how to listen.
Yeah.
What to say, like vocabulary.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then
so are we talking about cadence now? Like
So we'll get to that. That's towards the end.
Okay.
Right? And so we're going to talk about your register, timbre, your prosody, pace, silence, pitch, volume. Like how to speak.
All right, stop telling me that we're going to do it. Let's do it. I want to hear it.
Well, you're the audience. You're asking me questions.
No, okay, I'll shut up. I'm drooling. I'm frothing for this.
So the first thing, though, is you have to acknowledge the seven deadly sins of communicating.
Seven deadly sins of communicating.
Okay. This is and what I'm doing is I'm paraphrasing this TED Talk. He does it way better.
Sure.
It's awesome to talk about, though. And he says these are the seven things you should stop doing. Eliminate it. This is not effective communicating.
Okay.
Right? Right. People will not want to listen to you. He talks about gossip.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, eliminate gossip.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Eliminate gossip. Eliminate judging.
Uh-huh.
Negativity. Complaining.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Excuses. He says someone always has like the blame cannon and is just shooting everyone with it.
Yeah, dude. I mean, this negativity and like just like being around negative people.
Yep.
You don't care what their opinions are after a while.
Yep.
Because you realize that they're just toxic.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
There's two more. Exaggeration.
Yeah.
Eliminate exaggeration. And this last lying. And lying.
Is it? Oh, okay. I thought that number one was
no,
lying.
No, it's not lying. Exaggeration. And then the last one I really liked. Eliminate dogmatism.
Ooh.
The confusion of facts and opinions.
Yeah, that's interesting.
Delivered to you.
That's interesting. Because that gets a little bit more into your belief set.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's the mixing of facts.
And opinion.
And opinions and communicating that to people.
Uh-huh.
Right?
That's interesting. I mean, like all of these things that you're noting in the seven deadly mm-hmm. sins of seven deadly sins of communication
of speaking.
Mm-hmm. All of these people, all of these things are attributes of just a person that I don't want to talk to,
or you don't
like,
want.
Like personally, in myself, like when I find myself in a conversation and I realize that this person is like, you know, like dogmatic and they're selfish and they exaggerate and they're negative and they're kind of just like, you know, like. I just like really hate the conversation and I want to get out of it as quickly as possible.
You don't want to listen.
No, I don't want to listen. And anything that comes out of that conversation, you know, because like in any conversation, you want to have a result.
Yes.
If I communicate to you, it's because I want something to happen.
Right.
And when you walk out of a conversation with somebody like that, you're just like, yuck. Yeah. Nothing happens. You're just like, yuck. And I'm so excited that I don't have to talk to them anymore. And the only thing that does come out of it is like, I will watch out and not talk to that person in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah. Negative people really, really bother me.
Yeah. And they all kind of come in a package. But and people have different parts of this.
Yeah.
In them.
Yeah. And I'm sure like some of those things crop up in my own language as well.
And so seeing this, I'm not... the ones that I have the most is probably exaggeration and dogmatism.
But those are fun.
Those are fun, right? No, those are some that I see. When I look back at how I speak to people, at times I commit those two sins.
Okay.
Right. And so this is
exaggeration and dogma. Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like
sure.
It's. I mean, I'm not saying I do it every time.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That's exaggerating. You do it every time.
There you go. and so he talks about, is there a positive spin to this?
Okay.
Right? He says, yes, there are four foundations that we can stand on to have a more powerful message, and thus people want to listen to you.
Okay.
Okay? And the acronym spells a word, which is HAIL.
HAIL.
H-A-I-L.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a nice definition to it, and it's defined by to greet or acclaim enthusiastically.
Hail. Yeah,
right.
That's the definition of the word hail.
That's the definition of the word hail. And
what's
so
the breakdown of the
breakdown. These are the four pillars to good communication.
Uh-huh.
Right. H, honesty.
Be
clear and straight
mm-hmm.
when you're talking to people. A, authenticity.
Yeah, I think that's so important.
Be yourself.
Yeah.
Be yourself. I, integrity.
Mm.
Be your word.
Yeah.
Do what you're going to say.
That last, do what you're going to say. This, so integrity is always like this. Integrity.
Yeah.
that definition of the word, you know, a person with integrity does what they say they're going to do.
Yes.
That really cleared up what that word means to me. Mm. And if somebody makes a suggestion or makes a promise or makes, like, says they're going to do something, they do it.
Yes.
And you will notice after a few interactions with somebody if they have integrity or not.
Yes.
And it's really hard to reverse that perception.
It is hard to reverse the perception of integrity. And I was in a meeting, and a big team meeting, and the head of market said to the entire team, "This is your team. Okay? Look at each other. Do what you're going to say." That's how we build trust in each other.
Mm-hmm.
Do what you're going to say.
Yeah.
He was talking about integrity.
Yeah.
And so.
Absolutely. That's awesome.
Be honest, be authentic, have integrity.
Uh-huh.
The last one is love.
Aww.
Wish them well. Wish people well. Because when you're wishing them well, it's hard to be judgy. It's kind of like the two can't really go hand in hand if you're have an honest wishing of well to someone else.
I like that. Because we're talking about communication, right?
Yes.
And usually in terms of communication, when I think of it, maybe this is just because I'm selfish or something, but when I'm thinking about communication, I'm thinking, how can I express my desires to another person?
Right.
How can I get what I want to happen?
Right.
But this is the other way around. This says, make sure that they know that you care about them.
Yeah.
And that's not always what I'm doing. I like that, though. That's a really good reminder. Okay, so what are they? Honesty, authenticity,
integrity, love. Hail.
Hail.
To greet or acclaim.
Hail, yeah.
Hail, yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right.
And so that's what you say and what you don't say, but the how. The how is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
This is setting the stage, so we're all talking about the same language.
How you do those four things.
So not so much how you do those things, but just like how. Now we're going to how you speak.
Okay.
We're talking about the sounds that come out of your mouth.
Oh, so this is like really tactical.
This is tactical.
I'm interested in that
this
stuff.
This is tactical. And this comes for if you're public speaking, there's like voice warm-ups that you do. People that sing, they're cognizant of the tool of making sound.
Mm-hmm.
And your voice is an instrument, and it's probably the strongest instrument in the world. It's the instrument that can cause wars and start wars with the sound of a voice.
Yeah.
Right? And it's the instrument that can cause peace. It can bring happiness. It can bring joy. It can bring disaster.
You can hear a beautiful concerto, right?
Yes.
Made with instruments.
Mm.
You can hear a beautiful ensemble, instrumental, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then you can hear just a single voice in the quiet, like singing softly, and it's so much more impactful. And I'm not saying instruments aren't good.
Right.
What I'm saying is that the human voice, we connect with it,
mm-hmm.
in a way that we connect with no other sound.
Mm-hmm.
And you're right. It's just more powerful than anything, any other sound.
Yeah. The majority of the planet has the same instrument.
Yeah.
And they can use it.
They use it in the same way. Even mm-hmm. though the language is different, the inflection of your voice can communicate to a non-native speaker your message.
So let's talk about that.
Okay.
Let's talk about that. The how. The first thing, let's talk about the register.
Okay.
You can talk in your nose. You can talk in your nose, and that's, you really don't want to hear people talking in their nose.
It's so annoying.
It's so annoying. Or you can talk.
I did a pun.
Or you can talk from your throat.
Uh-huh.
Right? A better way, right? You go to your chest, and then you talk from your chest.
Whoa.
Right, because from your chest, it's a deeper sound.
Yeah,
and people when they hear a deeper sound, it shows authority and strength, and so you want to listen to someone that has a deeper sound.
But doesn't like a like I'm like, hey, Lois, like that's like it's like kind of upper, taller in my throat, so it's going to communicate excitement.
You're talking about pitch.
Okay. How do I do a hey Lois if I'm from the hey Lois?
These are the different aspects of the tool of the voice.
I don't even know how to do my voice. All right, continue.
The next is timbre.
Okay.
It's how it feels.
Mm.
Right. Is it smooth? Is it chocolatey?
Uh-huh.
Right? And some people are born with a very smooth, chocolatey voice.
Chartily?
Chocolatey.
Oh, chocolatey.
Chocolatey voice.
Chocolatey.
Right? And if you don't have that type of voice, uh-huh. you can take vocal lessons and learn how to control your voice and get it closer.
Chocolate thunder.
Chocolate thunder. Barry Manilow.
I want a chortly voice.
Chortly. The next tool in your kit is prosody.
Prosody? Prosody. I don't think I've heard of this. What is that?
Prosody is the repetitive pattern of a certain sound of tone of voice, and this is where you get monotony from. And you don't want to talk in a monotonous voice.
Right.
You don't want to listen to someone like that.
No. Monotony.
Monotony, that's where it comes from. Another one is anytime that you're talking, you talk as if it's a question. Uh-huh. And sometimes you like it, and we should probably go out and eat some lunch. And even if you're talking in fact and it's not a question, you still end in
you're a question. You're just using inflection the wrong way.
You're using prosody the wrong way.
I wonder, like, where that? Why would people do that?
I think it may come from a point of insecurity.
Yeah, because I've heard it before.
Yeah,
it's always weird though.
So. Don't be monotonous. Don't end like you're asking a question. Yeah, everything.
It's
you're
just authenticism. Authenticism.
Authenticity.
It's just being authenticism. There you go.
Authenticism.
It's just authenticism. like you know, speaking naturally, speaking how you would approach somebody that you enjoy.
Yep. Another one is pace. When you get really excited, you can talk really fast and just to talk about like how excited you are, or you can slow it down.
Yeah.
And talk about how exciting what you're going to talk about is.
This is interesting, and not to toot my own horn, but I got a few comments just recently.
Okay, go.
That people in other countries, one of them was in Brazil, and one of them was in some Eastern European country.
Okay.
And they were watching my YouTube videos to learn English.
Oh,
because they like the way I talk.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, it was weird. It was like an interesting comment. And I was
I think that's cool. And when I listen to you talk, though, you have a great use of these tools when you're talking.
Oh, thank you.
And some, you're welcome. And some people are have more natural tendencies to be able to speak this way.
Uh-huh.
And some don't. And so when I listened and saw this, I now know the how, and I may go to vocal coach. As a next step for me.
Yeah.
Not to sing, but to understand the tools and how to control and how to have posture and deep breaths and talk from my diaphragm.
That's awesome. You know what I would like as an outcome
if
you do this?
If I do that.
Exercises. I would like to know the exercises.
And that's the goal, is to bring those exercises, like I've bring the improv exercises.
Yeah.
Right?
That's awesome.
It's things to improve. You're always be learning. Right, always be improving.
Yeah,
right.
That's cool.
The next thing is silence. Don't be afraid of silence.
I see what you did there.
Silence can be powerful. It can make a statement.
Yeah. Thank you, neighbors. So here's like interesting, and not to bring it back into my backyard again, but this most recent vlog that it is vlog number three.
Okay.
At the end, I'm answering questions. I like to answer questions from people at the end of the vlogs. And this one, when I was editing it, I realized that I made my finishing statement.
Okay.
And I just looked at the camera. It was maybe like 3 seconds.
Of silence.
And it was kind of awkward.
Okay.
And I was editing it, and I cut it out, and I put it back, and I cut it out, and I left it in at the end. Watch that video in the next whatever. At the end, I'm just looking dead. I'm like... And la, 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 the end. Okay, now we'll see you the next time.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't realize it when I did it, but like when I was watching it back in the editing process, I was like, that's kind of intense.
My message is stronger now.
Yeah.
Because of the silence.
I think so, yeah.
And part of the silence is be comfortable with silence. It does not need to be filled with
I see.
Let the silence be. Collect your thoughts. Say what you want to say.
Yeah.
Okay. There's two more.
But you can overuse that if that's on the top of your mind.
Yes.
I've heard some podcasts, in particularly,
use
where
silence.
They overuse silence, and I'm just like always like, okay, speak. Come on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like it's not impactful.
Yeah.
I'm like, ugh.
And I think and I. that's the point of all of these, is that they need to be used in conjunction with one another.
Yeah.
In a balance. Right. In an authentic.
It's not one trick that's going to win you the prize of talking.
Yeah, it's not. It's all of them.
Yeah.
Right. The next one is pitch. Hey, where did you leave my keys? Where did you leave my keys? Pitch.
Uh-huh.
Right? And this you can communicate in different languages. If you don't know something, it's like, and if you're like, hey, come here, come here.
Yeah. That's what taxi drivers do. Get in. That's so annoying.
So that's pitch.
Yeah.
Right? And then the other one is volume.
Okay.
You can talk really loud and fill a space. Sorry if that just like blew your ears.
I get higher pitched when I get higher volume. I get up like this and I'm like, you know, hey, like I was at a party the other day at VidCon and I was like talking to everybody like, hey, my name's Travis. Yeah. Like it's up here. Yeah. You know, like the pitch is up there.
Your pitch.
And it kind of fries out too. Like, yeah.
And you can be deep and loud from your diaphragm.
That would be better. Hey, I'm Travis. Good to meet you.
Hey, I'm Travis. Good to meet you.
I should sound like a radio caster.
You can overuse it, though.
Tonight at 9.
you can overuse it and be really loud and excited and get people's attention that way. Or you can whisper.
Ooh.
And get people's attention that way. Ooh. Stop you. And then you listen to me.
My nipples are hard. That gets my attention.
So that's volume. So those are all the tools.
Yeah.
Right? So what's the next step? The next step is to learn some exercises, right?
Yeah, that's what I want.
Right?
Do you have some?
And they can be warm-up exercises. And that's what I was doing before we started periscoping or before
Just like they're similar to what a singer would do.
They're similar to what a singer would do.
Okay.
Right? So find a vocal coach and or a friend that's a singer and say, hey, what are some tips to warm up my voice to get control?
Yeah.
And then practice.
I was in choir in high school. And when we'd have class, like 80% of it was just warm-ups.
Yeah.
Like we would go through our routines at the end, like practice our songs. But like we would start the class and maybe 80 is you know, generous. But mm-hmm. It was like a long time and we just warm up for a very long time.
You were in shu.
What in shu?
You were in shu.
Ooh. That's a reference to last week's podcast. Go back and check that out.
So to close it out.
Yeah.
Okay, to leave you with a nugget, right? There's certain patterns that you should remove from your language so mm-hmm. that you have, so that people want to listen to you. And then there's four pillars to rest on. And then there's the how to speak, right? And what I want to end is that imagine a world where people created sound consciously.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's what I love about podcasting is we're creating sound consciously.
Yeah.
Okay. And then when you subscribe and you listen, you're consuming sound consciously as well.
Consuming it consciously.
So imagine a world where the majority of the people created and consumed sound consciously.
Uh-huh.
And used the tool, the most powerful instrument in the world.
Yeah.
To make small improvements in the world.
Uh-huh. How would this benefit somebody if they made changes in their sound? What benefits would they see in their life?
People will want to listen to you.
They'll trust you a little bit more.
They'll trust you a little more.
Be interested in what you're saying.
You'll be genuine.
Right, yeah. Because, I mean, the last one is, like, you know, yeah. Authenticity and love, right?
Yeah.
Integrity. Yep. And what was the first one? Hail?
Honesty.
Ha. Honesty.
Honesty.
Ha. Huh. It's good.
Thank you for joining in for another Late Nights with Trav and Los.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, you can find us at Trav and Los.
It can sound forced.
On our Twitter handle.
You can check it out, buddy.
I think that's because I don't know how to do it right.
Yeah. Are you going to try to get a coach?
I want to at least do 3-hour sessions and just get some basics. That's fantastic.
Yeah, just get some exercises and then you can go on your own and try
just practice,
out.
Yeah.
I'm sure you can find something on YouTube, too.
Oh,
yeah,
I think that's
what you can do anything on YouTube. YouTube, like I learned how to change the world. I don't know what I was going with that, but you can learn anything.
You can learn anything. You can find us at travandlos.com. And
you want to tell them about Facebook? Not ready.
No, I'll tell them. I'll tell you guys.
Okay, tell us about Facebook.
So,
Facebook.
So Trav and Los, the podcast is about bringing value into your life for things that you can change. And mm-hmm. we try to be silly and educative and like bring a lot of our experience through and we try to be genuine and authentic with what we're saying.
We try to be honest.
We try to be honest, and the way that we
is that what the first one is?
Yeah, honest.
We try to be authentic.
And the goal and authentic. And then when we started this podcast, yeah. It was low energy, something that we could do that was fun, and like by not low energy, I mean like it was took less time to create and publish than it does for a YouTube video.
Yes.
Right. This was for you.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. That was my stipulation.
That was your stipulation.
So we wanted, I had a lot of work to do on the channel.
So we want to create something where we can just hang out and talk about things that we didn't have time to talk about. Mm-hmm. Running around barbecues, chasing after kids, etc.
And it's great because it gives us dedicated time to discuss these like things that are like super beneficial to my life.
Yeah, and mine.
Yeah.
And so it's cool to like philosophize and think and expand on thoughts that are top of mind or struggles, etc. Like, hey, I found this cool thing. I'm going to share it with you.
And it earned you a promotion to bestie.
It earned me?
Yeah. I don't know if we would have been besties if we wouldn't have like these long, intimate conversations.
Yeah,
you know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And at the beginning, we had we were figuring out how to podcast and what were we doing. And so we had long, hour and a half long, like, podcasts.
Yeah.
And there was tons of tangents, which I loved because they were funny and we could talk about whatever, mm-hmm. right? And so I want to take those tangents, which were so fun, and grow them out a little bit and drill into those tangents and make a Facebook show.
Oh, interesting.
Right? So a show where we can just do, like, funny stuff.
Yeah.
Where we don't have to deliver a message. We can just, like, talk about... We can just, like, shoot the breeze.
Yeah.
You know? And, like Jimmy Fallon does, like, this egg stuff where it's just, like, there's a carton of 12 eggs.
Uh-huh.
Four of them are raw eggs and eight of them are hard-boiled.
Yeah.
And then you grab one and you smash it on your forehead.
Don't want to.
I know you don't. That's what's gonna be great.
You're gonna make me do it.
And so I want to do just stuff like that, where it's just like for your entertainment, and like we can just have fun doing stuff that we normally don't do.
That's fun. That's so fun. I think that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. So look forward to that. It's not gonna be published immediately, but Lois is gonna be in charge of that. He's the producer.
Yep. Yep.
And whenever he's doing it.
Yep. I'm polyphasic, so I have time. And it's in the works. The Facebook page is up. I'm not telling you what it is. If you find it awesome, like it.
That's awesome. Look, I'm really excited about that.
Yep.
And everybody else, thanks for tuning in, and we will see you next week.